Stress is pervasive. Everyone on the planet experiences stress on a daily basis, and it is our ability to adapt to, manage, and thrive in spite of the stress that determines whether we live the life that we deserve. In the last episode, I outlined the 6 triggers for physical stress. In today's episode, I'm going to outline the 8 triggers that lead to emotional stress. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to another episode of A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to this series on stress. And if you are new to this podcast, first of all, welcome. We're getting many new listeners every week. And if you are an existing listener, please take out your phone and give me a rating and review. Because the more reviews we get, the higher our ranking on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and all other podcast portals. Now, today I'm going to continue our series on stress. The last episode was about identifying the 6 physical stresses. Today we're going to go into the more complex area of emotional stress that leads to mental health issues. And these are ones that we need to manage early before it takes hold and becomes a chronic strain on our system. And then we find that our life spirals out of control as a result. So, as I mentioned in the last episode, managing stress has been a challenge for me throughout my life because I tend to overwhelm myself with too many things to do. So I've become really an expert at this topic. And so although I'm not a scientific researcher when it comes to stress, but through my personal experience, I can share with you the 6 physical triggers, the 8 emotional triggers, and more importantly, in the third episode, I'm going to go through with you the 15 techniques that will help you absolutely manage, adapt to, and sometimes decimate stress altogether. So let's kick it off today with the 8 triggers for emotional stress. It's important for you to identify these 8 triggers so you can avoid toxic thinking, which is perhaps the number one reason why people suffer from mental and emotional health issues. Now, toxic thinking is essentially all the negative self-talk that goes on inside your head. Now, most of us are in a constant conversation with ourselves and don't even realize it, right? And toxic thoughts usually creep in when these 8 triggers lead us into a negative loop of thinking and feeling. So your thoughts affect your feelings, and your feelings in turn affect your thoughts. So this partnership between your head and your heart can either work for you or against you. So it's either a positive loop or a vicious cycle. And when we get triggered by these 8 typical emotional stresses that I'm going to go through, you will then enter a negative loop or a vicious cycle. So if you feel angry, for example, you will have angry thoughts. And when you have angry thoughts, you will feel angry, and the cycle repeats itself. And then you start to indulge in toxic negative self-talk. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples which may sound shocking and unrealistic, but you would be surprised really to learn what is going on in your subconscious mind when you are overwhelmed by these 8 emotional stresses. So you essentially start dumping on yourself and use internal language like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not good enough, I can't do anything right, I didn't go to the right school, I'm too weak, I'm too old, I can't change, and my personal favorite, my parents messed me up. So before you get into that vicious cycle where you start indulging in negative thoughts and then you go into the spiral of negative feelings and then negative thoughts, you need to identify these 8 triggers so you can witness your thoughts. When you identify what the 8 triggers are, then you can catch yourself thinking negative things. And most of us forget that we are not our thoughts. Our true self is the one witnessing our thoughts. And only when we identify the triggers and then witness our thoughts or catch ourselves indulging in negative self-talk can we then start to change our thoughts. And it'll all make sense once I share with you the 15 techniques for managing physical and emotional stress. Okay, so let's kick it off with the first trigger and what I call following the 2 imposters. The 2 imposters are, 1 is focusing on what you don't have, and 2, taking what you have for granted. The first one causes anxiety. When you continuously focus on what you don't have, you start hating your current life, and suddenly the things you have are not good enough, And then you slip into this state of what I call negative desire, because there is positive desire that drives you to achieve, you know, your future goals. But I say you cannot achieve your future goals if you haven't healed the past and in love with the present. And the two imposters of, you know, focusing on what you don't have and taking what you have for granted will lead you down the path of despair and darkness and depression. A lot of people that suffer from depression follow these two imposters. But the second imposter is taking what you have for granted. And that is the one that leads to depression. That's basically you taking your partner for granted, your work colleagues, your friends, your family, the country that you live in, and all the things that you take for granted that, you know, your government provides or your community provides, like clean water, electricity, gas. Yes, we have it great in the Western world. I live in Sydney, Australia, and like, we should never take those things for granted. And if you do, then you're going to lead yourself down a path of unhappiness. And guaranteed, that's going to then fill your heart with envy, which is a particularly destructive human emotion. I, in fact, did a podcast specifically on the most destructive human emotion of envy, because from envy that breeds other negative emotions like fear and like hatred and anger. And I promise you, if you're walking around with these negative emotions, it will wreck your energy levels. It's a huge stress on your system. Okay, let's move on to number two, emotional stress, and that is where you are hanging on to past regrets, grudges, resentments. It's like carrying a bucket of lead or rubble from your past that you just walk around with, or, you know, you're wearing a dirty t-shirt that you just don't wash. So you need to ask yourself, what are you hanging on to from the past? Because this is a huge stress that you're carrying into the future, and it's going to stop you from living your best life. Who do you need to forgive? Is it yourself? Is it your partner? Is it a family member? Is it a work colleague? Is it a friend? It is something we need to do continuously throughout our life, because we're never going to meet someone that is going to be nice to us all the time. We are going to have people in our life that are, from our point of view, going to do us wrong. And we need to be able to move on from those regrets, grudges, resentments. Okay, number three, emotional stress, is that you are too serious. And we're going through a serious epidemic, I call it, and we've lost the ability to have fun. And when you're not having fun, that is a stress on your body. I mean, you know, a lot of people walk around saying that the purpose in life is to help others. Yes, I think it's also to play. That is why we're born with specific, you know, skills or gifts or talents, because we need to use those things to actually enjoy life and play. So you need to learn the ability to have fun. And in the next episode, I'm going to be discussing the techniques for adapting to stress or managing stress. And one of those is your ability to have fun. And in fact, if you're listening to this and haven't already subscribed, please, I don't want you to miss any future episodes, because my episodes compound on each other. And holistically, they provide a very prescriptive and practical framework for you to live by. Okay, the number four, emotional stress. And this is one where I have debates with my family members who are obsessed with news media and political debate. Now, if you are listening to this and you like listening to news media because, and I'm using air quotes here, you like to stay informed, ask yourself this. When you're sitting there watching the news, and especially if it's political debate, pay attention to how you're feeling. Is this a stress? Do you notice yourself starting to get tense around the neck, or you get it developing a headache? And especially if you're sitting there not moving, watching, you know, this crap on TV, how do you feel in that moment? Not very pleasant. So that's why I've added that as an emotional stress, because we're living in an era where really there is a political divide, and every news media item becomes a source of debate, and where people take sides, and it's become a huge emotional stress. So I need you to know that is a stress and just identify it. Because what I said from the outset is that to defeat stress, you need to first identify what that stress is, because the first technique in defeating stress is eliminating the stress where you can. If you can't, then I'm going to share with you many techniques on the next episode on how to do that. But let's stay focused on identifying stresses then. News media is number four. Number five is toxic relationships. This is a difficult one, and I've touched on it in the past, but if you look at the eight areas of life, where do our relationships come from? In the tree of life, it's our partner, it's our family, it's our friends, it's our work colleagues, right? That's where our relationships are in those four areas. And toxic relationships will wreck your energy levels. And people who are toxic in your life become, you know, energy vampires, and you feel drained by the end of the interaction, or your body might start to have a physiological response like headache or loss of appetite. So it's a serious emotional stress. So for the purposes of this episode and identifying your stress, I just want to ask you some questions. You know, what is the state of your relationship with your partner? Are you arguing too much? Do you need to get couples therapy? When it comes to your family members or your friends, how do they make you feel? Are they jealous of you? Are they competitive with you? Do they betray your trust or confidence? Do they focus on your faults? Are they always complaining and blaming others? Do they repeatedly break their promises? Are they self-absorbed or self-entitled? Or do they only call you when they need something? And the same rule applies in the workplace. Is it a workplace that makes you feel respected, where your opinion is valued and your performance is assessed on the results rather than the time spent working? So you really need to stop and assess what are the toxic relationships in your life. Now, I know it can be difficult with people that are close to you, like family members, people you have to see every day. Now, work, toxic relationships at work, you can change that. Change your job, right? It's not worth it. I don't care how much you're getting paid. You can never pay me enough to work in a toxic work environment. But when it comes to family, you just need to minimize your exposure to them. And in the next episode, I'm going to talk about the techniques on managing toxic relationships. But for now, please identify that's the fifth emotional stress that can wreck your energy levels. Now, the sixth one is clutter. Now, what I mean by that is there's a lot of research out there which shows that if you live in an environment, whether it's at home or in the workplace, where you are surrounded by clutter, then that has a subtle but insidious stress on your central nervous system. That's right. It actually impacts your central nervous system, and that can increase your baseline stress. In other words, your baseline is where you are neither stressed nor relaxed. You're just in a neutral state. Now, clutter can raise that threshold. So your central nervous system is constantly under a little bit of stress. And sometimes that's the straw that can break the camel's back. And as I said, there's a lot of research around that. Now, there is an art to living where you are surrounded by order, structure, where your home becomes a source of serenity. The Japanese has a word for it that escapes me. I know the Danish has a word for it called hyg. I think that's how you pronounce it. I have a few books on this. Hyg, I think, is H-Y-G-U-E. So research it, and also research how clutter, it can be an emotional stress on you. And there are experts out there that I'm going to talk about in the next episode on how to deal with clutter, how to declutter your life so you can eliminate that emotional stress. Okay, number seven is too much information or too much to do. Now, we live in a world where we are bombarded with information, too much information. And even when it's positive information on what to eat, how to dress, how to exercise, where to work, what goals you should have, this is just overwhelming. And this is something that our ancestors did not have to deal with. Like, even 50 years ago, you know, people would have maybe three things on their to-do for the whole week. We have three things to do for the hour these days. And when we don't do it, it becomes a source of emotional stress. We start to feel overwhelmed. In fact, I kicked off this new season of A Higher Branch. Our first episode was called The Four Signs You Need a Life Reset. And the second one was How to Do a Life Reset. And if you haven't listened to that first episode, first and second episode, I urge you to do so because it will become a game changer for you. And that's why I kicked off the season with those two episodes. So too much information and there's too much on your to-do list is a source of stress. So I need you to identify that as a source of stress. Okay, now it leads me to the eighth and probably the most destructive of emotional stress, and that is isolation or loneliness. And there's been a lot of research on this topic, and I've spoken to numerous psychologists and therapists on the destructive nature of loneliness and isolation. In particular, Dr. Guy Winch, in his books, has identified this as a source of stress. And it also impacts your physical stress. Now, when I segregate the stresses into physical and emotional, it doesn't mean they're separate. They actually impact each other. So especially the emotional will usually impact the physical because our bodies pay the price of what is going on inside of us emotionally. And research has shown that, you know, not socializing enough or social isolation and loneliness is worse for you than smoking, than high cholesterol, than high blood pressure. And these are like serious physical factors that lead to physical ailments. So right at the top of the list, researchers list social isolation as the number one stressor. And conversely, if you look at the blue zones where the longest living people, the number one factor that leads to their longevity is a strong social networks. Now, I don't mean social media. That does not count. I mean face-to-face and analog interaction with people. We are social beings. And when we do not connect with others face-to-face, when we are not having fun with others, and the brain sends a message to the cells of the body that put it in a state of fight or flight, which is essentially a stress. And that explains also why people who are in a happy relationship, long-term relationship or marriage, live a lot longer than single people who are isolated. Now, if you are listening to this thinking, oh, great, like I feel isolated, and hey, it's a common now phenomena in society. You know, we have become more lonely than ever. You know, more isolated than ever, which is ironic when we are more connected than ever. But our connection is through social media and we need to focus more and more on in-person interaction. But I digress because that is something that we're going to cover in the next episode. Okay, I hope I've given you some food for thought and some insight into this complex area of eight triggers that lead to emotional stress. Now, if you know someone that could benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them and pay it forward, because it is my personal mission to change as many lives as possible positively and constructively. And I hope you will join me on that journey so together we can change lives one person at a time. Okay, I'm going to leave you with the same message as I do every day. And you may be getting tired of this reminder, but it really is a beautiful reminder that every morning is the dawn of a new day and for you to have a fresh start. I hope you have a great day. And as always, live consciously, my friends.